Researchers say they have made the world's smallest refrigerator. It fits on a computer chip, and it cools with a flow of electrons. This technology has all sorts of potential applications in the world of electronics, and it's even conceivable that these devices could be improved enough and enlarged enough to replace ordinary refrigerators. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When you hear the word semiconductor, chances are the first thing you think of is the computer chip. But semiconductors have other interesting properties. They can capture energy from sunlight, they can produce light, and they can serve as thermometers. Rama Venkatasubramanian was working with some new semiconductor material at the Research Triangle Institute in North Carolina, wondering what he could make with it. Rummaging through a catalog, he came across semiconductors being used as tiny cooling devices.
And I called this company that makes it and asked them, you know, would you be interested in looking at advanced technologies using new materials? And he said, you know, the field has not seen any improvement in nearly 30, 40 years. So that kind of motivated me all the more to go and see what can be done with new materials.
These solid-state refrigerators are used mostly in obscure applications such as satellites and deep space probes. Their virtue is extraordinary reliability. They have no moving parts that can break. But their drawback is inefficiency. They eat up a lot of energy, much more than conventional cooling devices. With funding from the Pentagon, Venkatasubramanian set out to make them consume less energy. And he says he succeeded in making a material that is more than twice as efficient as existing technology.
We have created the world's smallest, perhaps the fastest, and compact refrigeration device, and potentially performance that can approach mechanical systems.
This technology is still in the lab, but Venkatasubramanian sees all sorts of potential uses for this material. These microscopic refrigerators could be put on advanced computer chips to keep them cool, rigging them up just so you could use them to produce electricity, using heat as a source of energy. He says the heat from a car's radiator could charge the battery and then some.
People don't realize this. When you're on your highway, the radiator puts out enough heat to almost power two homes.
But large-scale applications are still a distant glimmer. Cronin Vining helped work on semiconductor devices at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory to power spacecraft bound for the outer solar system. Now a private consultant, Vining says Venkatasubramanian's report represents a huge leap forward for the field, but not nearly enough yet to create electronically powered refrigerators.
You know, you're still not going to go down to Sears and buy one because it's half as good as the ones that are in Sears. But it's a lot closer. It's a lot closer.
Vining says the big step reported now shows that these devices hadn't been limited by the laws of physics. People simply hadn't tried the right ways to improve them.
The reason I get excited, the reason I stay, you know, have stayed in the field, a little backwater field like this for so long, is it does have the possibility of replacing every engine and every refrigerator in the world, in principle, on paper. That's pretty exciting. If you start getting close, well, you must have something interesting going on.
Details of the new research are reported in today's issue of the journal Nature. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.